is in regards to ordinance 56-2016, additional appropriation ordinance from edit money to the Indiana Department of Transportation for the second NIBLAC project in the amount of $154,536. If there's anyone that wants to speak for or against this, they should come forward at this time. Again, this is a public hearing on ordinance 56-2016 in the amount of $154,536. If there's anyone that would like to speak for or against this, they should come forward at this time. We will close the public hearing.
Okay. Call to order a council meeting for November 28th. If everyone would stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body. Guide us tonight and in the future as well. Amen.
We have a roll call.
Here.
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 Adoption of the agenda.
Make a motion to accept the agenda for November 28th.
Second. Is this supposed to be added?
No, we're going to do it next time.
Okay. Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to adopt the agenda as presented.
Question? Yes.
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 Adopted by a vote of 7-0. Next is approval of minutes for the November 14th meeting.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second. Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to approve the minutes as presented.
Yes.
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 They are approved by a vote of 7-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
I met with Chief Luking last week and had a very good meeting with him, and also seen a demonstration of pepper spray, and that was pretty interesting. So I report on the committee, Chairman. Okay.
Committee chair reports.
I attended a solid waste meeting this morning, and I have all the paperwork here if anyone would like to look through it.
Anything else? Not report of city office. And then we'll move to old business. First up is ordinance 50-2016 additional appropriation fund 2425 community crossing grant proceeds. $800,150, fund first reading with November 14th.
Make a motion to have second reading on ordinance 50-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to have second reading of ordinance 50-2016.
Ordinance 50-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, committing formal parts containing section 1-2.
To that police restoration grant, when they do put that list together, they'll provide it to us to show us the list of projects, correct?
And when this is completed, there should be a plan completed that shows What's going to be, need to be done to the building and kind of a timeline?
All right, so we'll have a little packet of information. All right.
Call for the question.
Shirley Brown?
Yes.
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 Second reading of ordinance 50-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Make a motion to have third and final reading on ordinance 50-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to have third and final reading of ordinance 50-2016.
Ordinance 50-2016, omitting formal part section 1 and 2, Fund 425, Community Crossing Grant Proceed, at Fund 895, Station Restoration Grant.
Discussion. Call for the question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Blaine Chapman?
Yes.
Frank Rowe?
Yes.
Okay, third and final reading passes by a vote of 7-0. Next up is ordinance 51-2016, reduction appropriation ordinance, Fund 802, police pension major budget classification, personal services. Your first reading was November 14th.
Make a motion to have second reading on ordinance 51-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to have second reading of ordinance 51-2016.
Ordinance 51-2016, reduction appropriation ordinance, 1 and 2, total reduction $317,720.
Discussion.
Call for the question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Blaine Chapman?
Yes.
Frank Rowe?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 51-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Make a motion to have third and final reading on 51-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to have third and final reading of ordinance 51-2016.
Ordinance 51-2016 containing sections 1 and 2, reduction appropriation ordinance $317,700.
Discussion.
Question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salter?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Blaine Chapman?
Yes.
Frank Rowe?
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 51-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next up is ordinance 53-2016, additional appropriation ordinance from Edit Fund 444. This is Police Department grant. And I think Riverwalk Inspection, your first reading was November 14th.
Make a motion to have second reading on ordinance 53-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to have second reading of ordinance 53-2016.
Fine. Ordinance 53-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, sections 1 and 2, all appropriated. Edit Police Department grant, section Riverwalk, 20% match, construction of second and hip.
Discussion.
Call for the question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Yes.
Dan
yes.
Westfall,
yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Blaine Chapman?
Yes.
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 53-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Make a motion to have third and final reading on ordinance 53-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to have third and final reading of ordinance 53-2016.
Ordinance 53-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2, total from Edit $271,521.
Discussion.
Question.
Rose?
Yes.
Salters?
Yes.
Ravalette?
Yes.
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Blaine Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 53-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next up is ordinance 54-2016, IEDC Broadband Ready Community. Your first reading was November 14th.
Make a motion to have second reading on ordinance 54-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to have Second reading of ordinance 54-2016.
Ordinance 54-2016, an ordinance for a broadband-ready community containing sections 1 through 5.
Discussion.
Can you tell us about this again, Mayor?
This is basically just an ordinance to put in place to kind of streamline the process you would go through to get, to do broadband-ready, to make us a broadband-ready community.
Yeah, we want more broadband.
Right.
Okay.
Basically just setting it up so it's easier, there's, like, they'll go to the inspector's office, to the city engineer, it's just a process that's lined out.
Question?
Shirley Brose?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Ken Salters?
Yes.
Rick Hatton?
Yes.
Brian Brose?
Yes.
Dan Revell? Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 54-2016 passes by a vote of 7 to 0.
Motion to have third and final reading on ordinance 54-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to have third and final reading of ordinance 54-2016.
Ordinance 54-2016, an ordinance for a broadband-ready community containing sections 1 through 5.
Discussion.
Call for the question.
Shirley Brose?
Yes.
Ken Salters?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Rick Hatton?
Yes.
Brian Brose?
Yes.
Dan Revell?
Yes.
And third and final reading of ordinance 54-2016 passes by a vote of 7 to 0. Move to new business. First up is ordinance 55-2016, ordinance adopting amendments to the Knox County zoning ordinance. Katie Foreman.
Make a motion to have first reading on ordinance 55-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to have first reading of ordinance 55-2016.
Ordinance 55-2016, an ordinance adopting amendments to the Knox County zoning ordinance in section 1, 2, and 3, request to change zoned property from C1 to R1.
My name's Katie Cotter. I'm here on behalf of the petitioner, Catherine Chanley. We're here for a petition for change of zoning for five lots she owns on 14th and Kavanaugh Streets. You can see in the maps attached to the petition where we're talking about. Basically, she owns five lots on that block that are zoned C1, and they would like to change that to R1 to be residential. As you can see from the area plan map, which is Exhibit C, I think the rest of the block is zoned R1, but for whatever reason, these lots were left. They have some mobile homes on these lots that they rent. They had someone recently who would like to put one on the lot, but then discovered that it was zoned commercial. And so basically, my clients just want to ensure that it can be used for residential purposes. So we're requesting that it be passed on first reading and referred to area plan.
Discussion.
Call for the question.
And then this just goes to area plan, right?
Right.
It'll go to area plan, and then it'll come back here for third reading.
Shirley Brose?
Yes.
Ken Salters?
Yes.
Dan Revell?
Yes.
Dan Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Rick Hatton?
Yes.
Brian Brose?
Yes.
First reading of ordinance 55-2016 passes by a vote of 7 to 0, and will be referred to area plan.
Thank you.
Thanks. Next is ordinance 56-2016, additional appropriation ordinance from EDIT, Indiana Department of Transportation, invoice second midlife project, $154,536.
Make a motion to have first reading on ordinance 56-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to have first reading of ordinance 56-2016.
Ordinance 56-2016, additional appropriation ordinance from EDIT, $154,536 in section 1 and
Discussion.
Mr. Mayor, let the record show that we did have a public hearing today, and there was no one here to speak for or against this ordinance.
Anything else?
Call for the question.
Shirley Brose?
Yes.
Ken Salters?
Yes.
Dan Revell?
Yes.
Dan Westfall?
Yes.
Rick Hatton?
Yes.
Brian Brose?
Yes.
First reading of ordinance 56-2016 passes by a vote of 7 to 0. Next is approval of City Council's water utilities appointment.
I make a motion to reappoint Mike Severs to this, as the City Council's rep on the Water Utilities Board.
Motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Brown, to reappoint Mike Severs to the Utilities, Water Utilities Board. Yes, B.
I approve of this and having Mr. Severs do another term on the Utility Service Board. And one thing, I think our next appointment, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure it is somebody that has served their full two terms, and it would be kind of up for whoever we would decide as a council. This would be one of those things that I would like to, us to kind of think as a group. We've got some time until then, the possibility of us appointing somebody from the council to be that position on the USB. I know I've talked with Mr. Bushy before. I've had discussions with the mayor. But that's something that we have time to kind of look at. I know that some of us had some reservations to that. Some of us thought it might have been could have been a good thing. Kirk saw it either way, and I know that I've had discussions pro and con with the mayor about that. But we've got time until that next appointment for us to kind of talk to see if this is a direction we'd like to go, kind of as an information person to be on that board, which is a very important board to the city of Vincennes. So,
and that would be next year.
That would be next year, yes. Next year would be Shookman.
Call for a question.
Yes.
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 And by a vote of 7-0, Mike Severs will be reappointed to the USB for 4 years. Next is claims.
Make a motion to pay claims in the amount of $626,685.83.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to pay claims in the amount of $626,685.83.
Question?
Shirley
Rose? Yes.
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 And the claims are approved by a vote of 7-0. Next, miscellaneous approval of the December 2nd meeting date to be December 29th. I assume you're going to do that
at noon.
At noon, or should say at noon immediately following the Board of Works, because we'll have a noon.
You're going to have one too, okay.
I do ours that day too.
And
the reason it's being moved is because the 26th is a holiday.
That's right.
City holidays.
Yeah, that's right. So we want to do this on the 29th, and it will be at noon, and it will only be two, unless there's something that comes up that needs to be taken care of. But it's normally just to approve claims.
Right. And the only reason the Board of Works, that typically doesn't meet that second meeting, but because of the windows grant for the police department, something we had to accept bids or open bids for that. So that's the only reason we're meeting. Okay. No, you need a motion.
Yeah, we're just question.
Bob Brown?
Yes.
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 By a vote of 7-0, you moved your last December meeting to the 29th at noon. Next, I think you have Judge Osborne here to make a request.
We saved you for last, yeah. For the best. Best for last. Best for last.
Thank you. I don't think any of you can ignore the papers lately that have had a lot of coverage of the Indiana Military Museum, and we appreciate that. Since our move to the new location in 2012, the increase in items that the museum has acquired and can display has skyrocketed. We never thought that 14 acres would ever get filled or the buildings get filled, and what a surprise. But that's a good surprise. It's been a good surprise because we now attract large numbers of visitors. We can boast 15,000 people come to see us in the past year. That was the number that we've tallied, and there's no reason to expect it won't go up next year as well. Lots of reasons for that, not just what we're doing, but of course the whole community and the historic sites that we have now to offer bring people to Vincennes and Knox County, not just for the day, but for the weekend, for overnight. And these people are coming in larger numbers to all of our sites, and then the museum, the military museum, is experiencing that as well. 90% of the people come to us are from outside of Knox County. Since our 2012 location, we've had people from every state in the union and 40 different countries come to our location. So I mean, they're coming from everywhere, and that's what's exciting, and especially exciting the comments they have when they leave, when they said we expected to stay here an hour and we've been here till noon. And that's good, because now they're going to stay longer to see the other sites. They're going to stay overnight, and that happens a lot. And I think that the thing that's happened that I'm here to talk to you about is that we have now a very good opportunity facing us that is probably the biggest and best opportunity we've had since the relocation. This past summer, or this beginning of this tour season, our tour guides and our board of directors, we had sat down and talked about how people want to see more, and our regular exhibit building is just packed to the gills, but we have the larger warehouse and what we've always affectionately called the warehouse, which it has almost more than 50,000 square feet in it, it's full now. It's full of completed and restored projects. It still has other items in there that we're still restoring. Everybody's working on various projects all the time. And when those things get finished, there's no place to exhibit those, and we have people wanting to go over there and see it. So at the beginning of this tour season, we started allowing groups to go over there, as long as we have a tour guide to take them over, and then they pay an additional fee or make an additional donation to the museum. That spurred us into a thought, and the thought was, you know, gosh, how could we turn the warehouse or a portion of the warehouse into additional exhibit? We had no answers. Approximately two months ago, we got a call from a friend in Annapolis and said, hey, have you seen the Indiana Office of Tourism's new destination development grant that they just came out with? No. We looked it up, and they said, you know, you better look at this because it's tailor-made for your current needs and what you're facing. We looked at it, and it is exactly right. The Indiana Office of Tourism Development is offering offering $1 million this year in grants that can range all the way from $50,000 up to $250,000. It's a matching grant. So in other words, for us to garner the full $250,000, we must come up with a matching $250,000. That got us thinking. It got us thinking real quick. We contacted and we had some quick meetings and discussions. The Cook Group was made aware of this. Now, if you probably know, the Cook Group has been behind our museum project on various things over the last 15 years. We just added it up here recently. They've been good to us to the amount of $500,000 since they started paying attention to us. Last year, they put a new $200,000 roof on this building I'm talking to you about. They offered their architectural and engineering services to this destination tourism grant, the destination development grant, and George Ridgway, who I know all of you know, has been busy on this, has been doing the work, and it's an in-kind service, which right now is worth about $56,000, just what he's been doing and will do for this project, and hopefully if we get the grant, then certainly he will continue with that, and Cook has already indicated they'll allow him to do that. So why am I here? I'm here because we have to come up with the $250,000 matching. We've been diligently working and trying to get that fund accumulated. The newspaper just had an article just a day or two ago that brought out the fact that we're at $142,500 right now. That was a couple of days ago. That's changed a little bit here in the last 24 hours. Since the article came out, we've had people call and we've had, and if this is interesting, individuals have been calling saying, hey, what can I do? We don't have a lot of money, but can we give $100? Well, we said, sure. So we've been getting in the last 24 hours $100 and $250 checks and $500 and we got $1,500 yesterday. So it's interesting that this is happening now, just because people were made aware of this. That probably still leaves us about $105,000 short of the necessary funds, and we don't need the funds right now. We need the commitment is what we're looking for. If they're putting in for this grant, which is due on their desk this coming Friday, that doesn't require that the funds be in the bank. That just means that we have to have a letter of commitment. So that's why I'm here. I've made contact with several others that I think you've read that Toyota committed $40,000, and the Hayden Foundation over in Illinois was the first $100,000 on this. We need a few significant shots in the arm yet by this coming Friday. I know a few of you have been aware that I intended to be here to ask for the city's help. I think we've proven to you and the community that what we promised we would do out there has happened and more, and will continue to happen. Very, very seldom is an opportunity come along like this, where $1 can become $2. And plus the fact that this grant, and I haven't really explained this grant to you, let me say this about the grant. It's not a bricks and mortar grant. It is a grant to develop exhibits. And what we have, and this is, I could have brought a much bigger one, but I'll pass this down if you want to see it, but this is a drawing of the front two-thirds of the warehouse, and it will be a virtual exhibit. In other words, it's just not going to be tanks and artillery and uniforms and so forth all around the walls and in the middle. It is going to be an exhibit, a special exhibit, like you would have a virtual reality circumstance. In other words, you walk into this will cover everything from World War I through World War II to Korea to Vietnam, and then you'll walk back out. But when you walk through these various exhibits, there will be the trenches, there will be the backdrops, there will be the barracks, there will be the battle scenes. You'll even have the guns flashing in the background in the World War I scene. this will allow us to recreate that whole image where someone can be immersed in those pieces of history and come out. I mean, it's exciting what is on the drawing board about this. We'll probably never have this opportunity again to be able to snag something like this that's made for our needs in this project, and we feel certain that if we come up with this entire amount of money that we're going to be able to create this. We're going to be able to attract a lot more tourism to this community. And the idea that through the Department of Tourism, this grant is not just to help Knox County, it's to bring people to Indiana. That's the crux of it. There's no question in our mind we'll do that too. that's where we are, and we hope that you'll consider helping us, and if you can, as much as you can. You know where we stand at the moment. Maybe tomorrow there'll be others come forth that we've talked to that simply haven't come across yet, but I'm hopeful they will, and I'm hopeful we'll meet our goal by Friday. I'll be happy to, if you want to see this. Jim, can I pass it down? Can I approach, sir? Okay. Could I answer any questions?
Are we competing for this grant, or is this we come up with the money and we definitely have it?
Yeah. I mean, and it's one reason why we don't want the money particularly. I mean, we already have $100,000 in the bank from the first donor. They just said, here it is. All we need is a letter of commitment. I mean, if it doesn't, if we wouldn't get it, then you're not out the money. I can't say we're guaranteed, but everybody thinks we've got a heck of a chance, because, you know, if there's four people competing for $250,000, the money is there to at least give four of these grants out. Who knows? We may be the only one asking for $250,000. There might be others that are just asking for $50,000 or $100,000 for their projects. But, you know, we have a big project, and it will take $500,000 to accomplish what we want to accomplish there. So, yeah, I mean, does that answer your question? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll just say that, you know, I think the Military Museum brings in a lot of people to Vincennes. You know, we are a tourist city. Maybe this is something that we could look at as, you know, like we did the youth sports. Start looking at investing in so much in that every year. Maybe we can invest so much into projects like this out of EDIT in the years to come. Because I know that if you get the Military Museum money, the next group will show up. So maybe this is something we could start kind of like that youth sports program that we're investing so much a year in it. And it will be that the different organizations will just have to come and ask for dollars. And like this one, it's a dollar-for-dollar match. Maybe that could be part of it, that to get dollars, you have to have a dollar-for-dollar match. Or,
you know. Let me ask this.
Yes.
You're asking for a pledge rather than an actual check by Friday. So I interpret that to mean that if we pledged X amount, that that could be spread over more than one budget year, more than one.
I guess it could. I can't answer that positively, but here's what I can tell you. The grant will not even be announced until March.
And
also it gives you 2 years to complete the project. So I would surmise from what you're saying, Duane, is that, yeah, we wouldn't even have to have that money for a while.
That makes it a little bit easier to chew on if you have that flexibility.
Yeah.
And if you don't get the grant,
then you're out nothing. Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah. We just need the commitment is what we need. With a few magic words in it that mentions the grant, well, mentions the destination development, and for the Indiana Military Museum's plan for this. And I mean, you know, that's what they want on letterhead.
There's no doubt it's a big asset to the community. I've told this story before, but at family reunions and so forth, I've recommended family that live in other parts of the state to visit the museum, and usually they think I'm exaggerating, runs in our family, but when they actually take the challenge and come and see it, I haven't had a one that hasn't been amazed at the collection that you have there. If this was developed, about what proportion of your total collection do you think would be on display? Because you always have a
this would be a huge increase in the amount of items exhibited. It would more than triple what's seen right now.
Wow!
Yeah, quadruple probably. Yeah.
I make a motion to pledge $50,000, $25,000 next year, and $25,000 the following year.
Yeah, that should. Thank you. I think that should fit the parameters of the requirement.
I'd second that.
Motion by President Rosen. To give a total of $50,000, $25,000.
Now, before
25 and 18.
Before we get the vote on this, you say you have 15,000 people a year, is that correct?
15, I'm sorry.
I mean, if they spend $4 in the community, I mean, that's over the 50,000 that we'd be putting in there. So, I mean, and odds are they're probably spending more than $4 when they're in town.
Sure.
So it's a pretty big shot in the arm when they do come in here. So it seems like a pretty solid investment on our end that, you know, we're getting something back out of this.
Thank you. I'm serious. That's what we hear when they come through the door. I mean, we ask people where you come from and why are you here, and when they say we came here to see the museum, and where you come from, St. Louis. I mean, you know, it's that we hear that all the time. So you're exactly right. They're gonna eat here. They're gonna gas up here. They're gonna spend money going to the other historic sites, and
with the numbers estimated to go up. I mean, that dollar amount goes down for the amount that we would be able to get back. So, I mean, the investment into this is, you know.
I mean, the payback is pretty obvious.
Yeah, and it'll just get bigger as it continues to grow.
Yeah.
I think one of the biggest things the military museum does for the city is it, you know, we already have significant things to see in the community, but we sort of always have been known as kind of a one-day visit community. Mm-hmm. And with the extent of your exhibit, it truly, I think, makes our community definitely a two-day visit.
You can't
really do justice to visiting Vincennes.
People can't see all the things
in a single
now.
Day, and that's where you start to get the restaurants and the, mm-hmm. and the motels and all those benefits.
Let me bring up one thing, and it's just this thought going on in the back of my head, and this could be dealt with later, but on the $50,000 commitment, and I understand perfectly what you want to do is, you know, 25 committed for the first of the year and then 25 the following. That might get us in trouble if we word your letter of commitment that way. I think if you word a $50,000,
yeah.
Fine. But probably better not say, you know, 25 now and 25 later.
That's fine.
Could I suggest maybe yes. avoiding that and with full understanding that we know mm-hmm. what you have to do and how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Yeah. We got a motion and a second to give
$50,000. Question. Dwayne.
Jim was too slow. Jim fell asleep down there.
Different sound.
Yes.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
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 And you'll receive $50,000 by a vote of 7-0 if you get the grant.
Thank you. Who do I see to get the letter?
Paula, no.
Good, yeah, because we, you know, we're literally going to deliver this packet, this application Friday, and so we've got to
we'll
make sure.
We'll get something written up tomorrow.
I'll talk to her tomorrow.
Did you bring individual pledge forms with you?
No.
You didn't? Well, thank you. Okay.
Are you saying that? Are you all members?
Okay.
Thank you.
If nothing else, just need a motion to adjourn.
Judge? Yeah.
No? You guys want to sit
here? Motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned.